This is KUAR. It's been more than 45 years since Arkansas changed minimum standards for child care facilities. That's left the state falling far behind the rest of the country and often criticized by national education groups. KUAR's Karen Trico Stewart spoke with Kate Luck of the Department of Human Services on what parents with children in child care centers can expect.
Can you talk a little bit about what these changes are and why the department felt they were necessary?
Well, there are several changes that we are looking at right now. Some of the biggest include changes in the staff-to-child ratio within facilities. That's probably the largest one. There's also some changes in requirements for the education standards for facility directors, trying to focus a little bit more on starting education at a younger age. So this has been in process for a few years, trying to look at what other states are doing, what's working in other states, what would work here in Arkansas, and trying to bring our standards up to kind of match the new standards across the nation.
And when will these changes be implemented, and how will they be phased in?
They're going to start on June 1st. That's when they will go into effect. However, for the first several months, even maybe up to a year, it's really going to be about working with facilities to get them up to standards. It's not going to be about enforcement. It's going to be about how can we help you get to this level.
So as you mentioned, minimum requirements for teacher-to-student ratios will be changing. For example, for little ones up to 9 months of age, the ratio has been 1 teacher to 6 infants. Now it'll be 1 to 5, and that's an improvement, but still leaves us behind many states where generally the ratio is 1 to 4. And then there's also some new requirements for directors. I understand they have to have at least a bachelor's degree. Is that correct?
That is one of the requirements, and it started as a hard and fast rule, and kind of as we got a little more feedback, we realized that may not work in some areas of the state. So there's going to be a lot of grandfathering in. There's going to be a lot of taking exceptions, using some of the experience, because some of these facility directors have years and years and years of experience, and that's great, and that's what we want. So they may not have that education requirement apply to them, but some of our newer ones who are just applying for licensing, that's going to be something that we'll look at.
And so why has it taken so long to change minimum requirements here in Arkansas? What are the factors at play?
Arkansas is a rather unique state in that we've got, you know, the Little Rock Metro, and then we have very rural areas that can also be very poor. And something that may work here in Little Rock may not work in other areas of the state. So to really develop a set of rules and regulations that could be applied across the state that could help children in all areas kind of come up to the level that they need to be, that was really a struggle.
So realistically, to what extent do you think some facilities may need to close, at least eventually, because they can't meet the new standards? And do you expect some might need to raise prices?
Well, we haven't heard of any facilities who think that they need to close over these regulations. That's absolutely not what we want at all. What we want to do is work with the facilities to help them get to that level. A facility maybe needs more time, and this is over the next several years. This isn't an immediate change. It's a slowly gradual process. As far as raising the prices, that may be something that is a reality. But gradually, maybe facilities can find other areas to cut costs that can kind of help the cost of adding more staff or at more hours for those staff. You know, hopefully we'll be able to work with the facilities through any of those issues.
All right. Is there anything else you think parents should know?
I guess one other note on the staff to child ratios is we talk about this focus on education, and not only is adding this additional staff or having more staff in place, not only does that mean more eyes on your children, but it also means staff are freer to work in some of these educational components. So it's really a twofold requirement there.
So we focused a lot on the education requirements. I understand there are also some new safety requirements. What are those about?
Some of these safety requirements, most of the safety requirements have to do with the playground equipment. And it may be a requirement for thicker padding underneath. So if a child falls off, they're falling onto a softer surface. So they're very technical kind of safety requirements, and most of them are focused around the playground.
Well, Kate Luck, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely.
For more specifics on the new minimum standards, go to KUAR.org. Karen Trigo Stewart, KUAR News.